What are the key points under discussion at the Vienna Internet Conference?
The major point is the Council of Europe's new draft strategy on internet governance, which is going to be spread over 4 years. It's a strategy which brings together all the work that the Council is doing in different services, whether that be cybercrime or data protection or protecting and empowering children or internet freedom for that matter, to try to give the bigger picture about the internet, what the Council of Europe believes about the internet, what are the actions we need to take in a coherent fashion.
One of the announced themes is the empowering of children so that they're able to use the internet safely.
Yeah.
One aspect of this is the right of all minors, if they choose, to delete their online activity permanently. There is some scepticism about this. What is the Council of Europe's view and where are you with this approach?
Children have the right to a childhood. That means they have the right to express themselves, but not necessarily to be held account for everything that they do in their lives from an early age. There should be a delete. We should be able to at least, at the very, very least, reduce, mitigate the traces that children leave online. To say that we can't do that because it's technically not feasible, I don't think is acceptable.
But the issue is possession. Once we publish something online, if it's not protected or encrypted, an image or a file can be taken by somebody else and can be kept in their possession.
Sure. I mean, yeah.
So how would we then enable online activity to be deleted when we are not in control of all of our data online?
Even if it's out there, we've got to start introducing the ways in which you can delete or, you know, watermark content when you're online. You've got to be able to, you know, give it an expiry date or make it authenticated. It's not trying to say that all of a sudden we're trying to control or we're trying to censor or whatever. We just need to be able to protect children.
The Vienna Conference follows a major international conference on cybercrime hosted by the Council of Europe in Strasbourg earlier this week. What else is the Council of Europe doing to ensure that it is positioned to win the argument among governments and industry leaders that human rights should be at the heart of the online experience?
There is a discussion on the safeguards and the legal processes and the due process with regard to law enforcement activities. And I think there's a big effort being made to make sure that there is where there is law enforcement, there's also a full respect for the rights and safeguards in Article 15 of the Convention. So it's a matter of understanding. It's a matter of, I guess that's why they're having that discussion, to have more work in making sure that law enforcement, when they investigate these new types of crime, forensically and otherwise, that they also understand that there are rights which have to be respected and safeguards which have to be put in place.
Do you think the Council of Europe is winning the argument in terms of emphasis? Is the emphasis more on industry, development, innovation and maintaining that? Or is it more towards the needs of the consumer and protection of the user?
I think it's a very, very, very much more shared approach than ever before. Governments and companies and even users have responsibilities almost. They have to make best efforts to do things, but of course they have natural limitations. So it's incumbent on all those actors to do more. I think we're not doing enough. I think we need to do more, first of all. And I think I said it before, the internet is an atypical freedom, I believe. One is more free, arguably, sometimes than we are in our ordinary lives when we're not on the computer. So because it's special, it's the internet. We're growing up with that. We appreciate it. We enjoy it. We love it. And we need to protect the internet's freedom and openness and not avoid this slippery slope of feeling frustrated because it's so open that we can't do this or we can't do that, or we think we can't protect children or this or that, that we shouldn't then become frustrated to the point that we start blocking, restricting unnecessarily content and affecting people's behaviours. I mean, okay, within limits, we all have freedoms and responsibilities. But ultimately, we have to err on the side of freedom.